You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. All you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land, it is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday. That's from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Radio 7, and now on Sirius XM Radio, and we are distributed by Sony Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard, by Sony, Art 19, 5050 Global Music Inc., or Incorporated, as I like to say, and BMG. In this case, for today's guest, BMG UK. Makes you wonder who the hell the guest is today, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to tell you in just a moment. We are your wacky hosts, Jimbo Muse and James Muse, which is about to roll a blunt. Wonderful, wonderful marijuana. There he is.
Hi there.
I know it's kind of hard to see him because it's really dark in here. There you go. All right.
There you go.
For Jenny and the Muse. Our wonderful co-host from Pennsylvania, author and screenwriter, Shauna Meyer.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah. Did you hear that? He was doing like the cheering thing in the background. Fuck yeah. All right. Only the best for our clients and the co-hosts.
Yeah.
We're also about to any moment now calling
Jenny's
in.
Real Talk on the Block.
Amen. And in a moment, we'll have actor, producer, radio host, crazy man, health expert, fitness trainer, and all kinds of wonderful shit. Derek Webb,
yep.
From New Hampshire.
My bro from another mama.
Right? My broski from another hoski. That sound wrong? All right. My brother Nathan likes that.
Yeah.
He likes it when I say that. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Got to make Nathan happy.
Amen. Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions. This show is on LA Talk Radio, and we always want to thank our radio show, of course, Sam Hassan. Thank you so much for having us. We are going on 5 years. We've got 4.5 years in now. In March, March 8th, we'll mark our 5th anniversary. So just a few months' time, about 4 months here, we'll be celebrating numero cinco. Yeah.
We got to wear hats.
Cinco años. Yeah, I'm going to put a little 5 year, you know, one of those birthday hats for 5 year olds.
Yeah.
And it's going to say, I'm five on
yeah,
top of my head.
Cool.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. Does that sound wrong? Okay, anyway. Let's go in. I always do the rundown. Bands and artists that we manage from around the world. Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Cleaver, Band of Family, Wicked Star, author China Myers. We got Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show from San Diego. Go check them out. Fucking amazing. Berserk from LA. We got actor, producer Derek Webb. We got Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian. This guy's crazy. He's wonderful. You got to check him out. Thomas Thread. Go check out Thomas Thread on my Facebook videos. Hilarious. This guy is crazy. I mean, who would have thought to do a Viking song from a Disney movie? he took the Pocahontas song, A Whole New World, and a whole new hole inside of you. Like he stabbed you with a sword. Wow. He's hilarious. This guy's one of the funniest men I've ever seen in my life. And working right now, I'm putting together a comedy night in L.A. For L.A. Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. And, you're saying about that.
Our wacky buddies from the Mentality Show. We're trying to put something together because we're all fucking funny. And the world needs to know it and see it.
The world needs to laugh, Jenny.
Yeah, and my buddy Casey, one of the guys in the Mentality Show, said that he really liked Thomas the Red. He said he was really funny. So we're going to get Thomas the Red to do comedy with us. Hopefully we get on somewhere awesome, like, you know, the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory, something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and he's really a fucking funny guy. So we got Vocals, just did a song with Run DMC. Go check him out. He was also featured on American Idol. Not that long ago, actually, within the last 2 or 3 years or so. We've got Star Daddy, Nola Star, Mortis the Devil's Reject, my actress Lillian Sin, or Lillian Mortis, M-O-R-T-I-S. Check her out on Facebook. She is there, and she's blowing up like hotcakes. Just filmed in Las Vegas for another big horror movie. Okay, this woman is up and coming. She's really big. Her on some more stuff. She's performing tonight at the El Cid in Silver Lake for the Bell Book and Candle event. So if you're in the LA area, come on out and join Jenny and the Muse at the El Cid. It's ELCID, world famous venue in LA. Check it out. Come check it out. Great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. She's doing a freak show performing because she's also a freak show performer. She's a horror movie actress. And she's starting to get big. Very shortly, she's going to be in a movie with Nicolas Cage and James Earl, Michael Madsen. If you've ever seen Michael Madsen in Kill Bill. Yeah, the Kill Bill movies. And he's in a lot of stuff. Reservoir Dogs. He's in a lot of Quentin Tarantino type stuff. And then a lot of other big actors are getting signed on to this movie. So it's going to be a really nice little project for her. And, of course, she's in a couple of James Balsamo movies. But speaking of James Balsamo, if you are in the Los Angeles area and want to go to a free movie premiere, come and join us. On Tuesday, I believe it's Tuesday, November 29th, James Balsamo page on Facebook, Balsamo, and he is doing a movie premiere for his new movie, Alien Danger. It's going to be a great, really great event going on, and it's at the Man's Chinese Theater. The TCL Theater, I think it's called. In
Isn't
Hollywood?
That right by the stars?
Yeah, the whole Walk of Fame and everything. Like, you can see, it's got the footprints of all, and the handprints of all the stars in front of it. It's,
I know where that is.
Every fucking movie on the planet that's about the LA or Hollywood area features this venue in their movie.
Okay.
It's a movie theater. It's got a mall up in that whole thing. It's like, it's
That's
huge.
Why they do the Oscars now.
Yeah. The Oscars get done there. A lot of things get done there. It's
I never went inside, but I seen it. I was in LA and I went by there. I didn't go inside, but yeah, that's cool.
Really, really nice. So it's going to be a big movie premiere there. And let's see, it's November 29th.
Very
Let's
nice.
See. He's got a thing on his page where you can go, and it's called Alien Danger with Raven Van Slender.
Okay.
And it's got Bill Victor Arukan, who is a famous horror movie actor. Sevdok Von Ramon is also in there. Tommy Chong is in it. And Rob Halford, the lead singer of Judas Priest, okay? It's got some big names attached to this movie.
Yeah.
And, of course, James also features Andy Dick in some of his movies, Tommy Chong, stuff like that. So come down, and it's a free event. Doesn't cost anything. You go on my page even. I tagged it, Alien Danger with Raven Van Slender. I tagged James Balsamo. Go on there, and you can click on there. There's a thing where you can go to the event for free. You just RSVP, and you can be hobnobbing with celebrities on the red carpet and at a movie premiere in Hollywood.
Tell them to hit me up. I'll go.
Oh, fuck yeah. You fly out, you know what I'm saying? Me and JJ are going, so... Well, I maybe not JJ, but I'm miss work. I'm sick. Sorry. Yeah. It is what it is. Speaking of missing work, I missed work last night, too.
Well, you're becoming a big movie star. You can do that.
Oh, it's, yeah, right. To go see Circle the Earth, industry showcase last night at the SIR Rehearsal Studios in Hollywood. It was an industry event. A lot of big industry professionals were in attendance. Some big names from like Sony, Capitol, and some other big organizations were there last night. Jenny was networking like a motherfucker.
That's what you got to do.
That way. Hell yeah. Okay, back to our list. Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo. They're a metal band. Go check them out. The Borderline Radio Show featuring DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. They play all the best in trap, pop, and dance music. And then Burn the Ships from from Bakersfield, California. Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted. Go check out Boffy. He's also known as Adam Nuke. He's a freak show performer, does like fire stuff and all kinds of crazy shit. And then, of course, Lucas Humphrey. And he sings and I think does some freak show stuff. And then Scott Plant just got signed on with us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, amazing. And now we're also a booking agent for Sony Music Entertainment. So from the Sony family that we're booking now for different concerts, festivals, events. Their music placed in movies, television shows, video games, apps on your phone, that type of shit. We're booking for everything. I'm a booking fool. A booking fool. But we got EDM success, Karen Lowe. That's L-O. Karen Lowe. Go check her out. We've also got Avalanche. He is a reggae artist out of Jamaica.
You got some feedback coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it okay now?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Okay. I kind of noticed that too. We got a lot of great artists. We got Maze from the United Kingdom. That's our featured guest tonight. We are also booking agents for them for Sony. So Maze. Really good music. You haven't watched their videos or checked them out yet, go on YouTube. Just type in Maze UK, M-A-Z-E UK. And you can watch the three music videos. Or, of course, we're playing them tonight during the broadcast. So that's a lot of fun. I'm assuming Derek didn't call in. I gave him the number. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe he couldn't get through.
He's nutty, that nutty guy. he's in a bunch of stuff. And so big announcement. We're submitting him. Oh, sweet. Hey, Derek, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Derek.
Can you guys hear me? On fire. Oh, I can hear you, buddy. This man's on fire. His career is on fire. En fuego. He's getting rolls left and right. And I don't mean dinner rolls at Thanksgiving.
I mean movie rolls.
This man is getting everything, dude. He getting it all. He gobbling up all the parts. He in James Balsamo movies. He's everywhere. This man's about to do like so many things. And we are going to submit him to be nominated for the 2023 Hollywood Walk of Fame to get his own star.
Awesome.
So woo, we're hoping they pick him. We're really hoping, cross our many fingers, that they pick him. That they pick him. chosen. I'm very excited.
That's awesome, Derek. Congratulations.
Yeah. Derek's the man.
Well, thank you.
You want to tell people? I mean, you want to tell people? You want to tell people a little bit for you know, a few minutes here. Take time to tell people some of your upcoming projects and other interviews that you got going on.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Great.
We can hear you.
Great. Okay, just wanted to make sure. I'm actually currently going. I'm going to be doing the. Actually, I just got word today. I spoke to the publisher of Hollywood Entertainment Weekly. They are going to be featuring me on their front cover of the magazine, which is a major Entertainment Weekly and People's Magazine out there in LA and Hollywood. So I'm going to be doing them, coming up with a major interview. I just got. Also, I'm doing a front cover for Travel Channel TV Network. They casted me on the front cover of their magazine. I got an interview coming up with them as well, and that magazine's due out in January. I got also the James, as you spoke, Jen, I got James Balsamo's Hollywood Werewolf featuring comedian actor Andy Dick, who I co-starred with in that film. That's actually coming out this year soon. Very keep on the lookout. We got Hollywood Slasher by the film director Dwayne Etheridge. It's a Hollywood slasher, Halloween slasher. And we're going to be actually featuring, I'm going to be starring right beside Sandy Johnson, who played the original Judith Myers from the John Carpenter 1978 Halloween series classic. And her are going to be co-starring in that film as well together. We got Vulps Horror coming out. It's a horror film, another horror film, which I had the great opportunity of starring right beside Sandy in that as well, Sandy Johnson. And that was her very first, and what makes that iconic for me and her is that was her very first horror film she was casted in since the John Carpenter 1978 original Halloween, where she played the famous Judith Myers role. And she made that role as what it is today and helped create the Halloween series to be what it is today. So it was an iconic thing to be involved in the same film with her and being back on the big screen in front of such a major Hollywood legend such as herself. I also have coming up Halloween's Bloody, it's kind of a little adult rated, but Hollywood, it's kind of Halloween Bloody Hooker Massacre.
That's Bloody Hooker Massacre?
Yeah.
It's called Bloody
Halloween
Hooker
Bloody
Massacre.
Hooker Massacre. It's, what's that?
Bloody Hooker Massacre. Looks so badass. I'm like, I gotta watch that. Bloody Hooker Massacre.
But I know, right? Come on. I mean, that's no Terminator film. No. That's due out next fall, actually.
Are
along with
flying all over the place or what?
What's that? I couldn't hear you. Sorry. What's that?
I said it sounds like it was a lot of fun. Was it?
Oh, yeah. No, it was. Actually, for those two films, the Halloween Slasher and Halloween Bloody Hooker Massacre one, those are actually both due out next fall, and they're going to start filming early this coming spring. So we actually haven't even started filming those two yet. But we have a lot of fabulous things coming on. I just signed on two contracted with Rockabella Vodka, a very well-known vodka company. It's the very and only vodka company in the United States who has created 4 brands and flavors of vodka. It was founded off of the dedication memorial of 9/11 and the tragedies of 9/11 of 2001. They signed me on to contract with their brand because they saw the work I do within the entertainment industry as an actor and as a film star. And they wanted me to come on with alongside some other great people such as Eric Roberts, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Sylvester Stallone. So it's a phenomenal opportunity to be joining
a great, phenomenal.
Yeah.
So
that's a huge honor, man.
We got some quite tremendous things. We got a lot of phenomenal, beautiful things going on. And most recently, as Jen just announced, now as you all know, officially, I am, as you all know, being nominated this coming up, you know, nomination year for the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which, like I said, I know the odds of it. Maybe who knows? I may not get it. Who knows? But
who cares?
The fact is that
Nominating, being nominated is wonderful.
Just submit every damn year until they finally take you.
Yeah.
Everybody here in LA knows how the game is played.
They're going to be like, okay, we need to just throw this kid in there. He's in, you know, we're sick of seeing his face. But
he keeps calling and bugging us. We got to do this.
Exactly. Who cares? Yeah. It's the numbers game, dude. If you throw enough shit at the wall, something's bound to stick.
You just keep
submitting every year. Just submit until they submit.
But it's just having the privilege and the honor of being submitted for something of that magnitude and that nature.
Amen.
I mean, that alone speaks volumes for myself at such a young age in my career.
Does.
So that alone, I gotta say thank you. And I want to especially say thank you to Jen. Jen and Kate, both you guys, I love you guys. You guys are tremendous supporters. And if it wasn't for you guys in LA Talk Radio, you guys brought me to the foundation point I'm at in my career. I got to say, I love you. Thank you for the support and thank you for what you guys continue to do. And just let you know, I'm always here for you guys as much as you guys are here for me.
Hell yeah. We love you, dude. Yeah. You're the man. You the man, Derek.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I'm a boy at heart, but I don't know about a man. I think it's my kids get to me sometimes.
Next stop, a clothing line, a cologne line.
Yeah,
your own supplements and drink mixes and workout videos.
Oh yeah,
and
we got
all that.
Oh, that's actually we're in the making of some fitness projects too.
Hell yeah, those are some of our next steps on the journey. Okay, so like I said, go check out my video for Circle the Earth that I posted on my Facebook last night. I did a live video feed for Circle the Earth. Amazing, incredible industry showcase last night. They were phenomenal on stage. They crushed it. And Sony wants to work with them. So cool. I'm very excited. And hopefully they will accept us and everything. But we made the offer, and that's all we can do now.
Right.
But they were amazing. They crushed it.
Beautiful.
The whole band, Sandro, Michael McBay, Kazuki, was amazing on guitar. Sandy was incredible on the keyboard, and then Kadia is the lead singer. Just amazing, incredible people, wonderful human beings, and just some of the most professional and incredibly talented artists from around the world, different walks of life, different places. Different sexual orientations. That's why it's called Circle the Earth. Different races, different orientations, different backgrounds. You see what
Isn't
I'm
the
saying?
Drummer Russian, right?
No, he's Brazilian.
Brazilian?
Yes, the drummer's from Brazil. Really incredible people, just from all over the world, and they all come from different backgrounds, and it just a really wonderful, nice human beings.
You gotta get them on the show. If nothing else.
Well, on, speaking of that, they are coming on Wednesday, December 1st.
Cool.
Awesome.
That's not the first time I've had them on the radio show like twice before, I believe.
Okay.
And I cover every one of their performances in LA that I possibly can.
Yeah.
If I can't make it, it's just because I can't make it. And it's always a good reason, like, you know. Usually I don't miss though. Typically, like it's got to be if I'm working that night, but this time I took off. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's an industry showcase. And there was a lot of networking and people and whatnot that would be beneficial to what I do. So, and I met some really nice people.
It was advantageous for you to take off. That's what you tell your boss.
Exactly. I met a really nice young female artist named Jocelyn Starr. I'm going to go check out her music, and I met some other really great people from different parts of the industry, like movies, music, whatnot. I mean, people who've worked for like Capitol and Sony and other people, you know, so it was a real honor to be there, just to be there. But we are featuring tonight the artist Maze from the UK. Obviously, they couldn't make it because it's like 1 in the fucking morning over there.
Yeah.
And the middle of the night, and most of these guys got to get up at 4, 5, 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And would you really want somebody representing you in court if they had only gotten 3 hours of sleep?
No, absolutely not.
So nobody to ask questions.
I'm crazy enough to try anything, that.
But we're going to play 3 of their music videos.
I can't wait.
I know. And so what we're going to do is we're going to start off, I believe I'm going to do, let's start with Are You Ready, Sam?
On Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yes. Maze. Good or what?
Awesome.
Yeah, that was bad.
You like that, Derek?
Oh yeah, that was badass. I loved it.
It's really catchy. And you find yourself bopping your head to it before you know it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and then you know, it's a really melodic and catchy. It could be played on a lot of radio stations. Like out here K Rock, which is like alternative rock. You know, a lot of the bands that you hear on there, some of them sound like that.
Yeah.
So very radio friendly.
It had a good vibe. I liked it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I agree. And I think they would do well especially over here.
Oh, God, yeah.
On a lot of festivals and stuff that play kind of music, yeah.
It's definitely this day and age pop, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Very excited to get them booked on some stuff overseas for now. Eventually, they would like to come to the U.S.
That'd be awesome.
So, you know, get them over here, like here, Canada, you know, stuff like that.
There's definitely a lot of venues for them and type of music.
Oh, I agree. They're more apt to let bands like that play than, let's say, metal necessarily, because metal sometimes can bring a rougher crowd. I don't say a rougher crowd, just mosh pits.
More of a heavy duty.
If
it's a really hardcore metal, it could, and the mosh pit could end up happening, and then your walls could get damaged, your furniture could get damaged.
Well, it's like underground rap, you know. That's going to bring a different crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. It's not that people are violent. It's not that necessarily. Like even like the metal people, like my husband and I get into mosh pits. We're not violent people. Right. We just like to get in mosh pits.
Just for the fun of it.
It is what it is. It burns on energy. It's just a lot of fun. You know, it is what it is, but still, like, it could, you know, fuck up your shit. A band like this, more venues are going to want to work with a venue like that. Live Nation would work well with a band like that. You know, a lot of the bigger names.
What's that?
What'd you say, Derek?
What did you say?
Oh no! When you guys were talking about the mosh pits, I said, "No, you." It is surprising. You'd be surprised, like Jen just, you know, she was just saying, you find a lot of unique, different crowds of characteristics involved in those. It's not even just heavy duty, violent, and hardcore metal guys in there. I have a good friend of mine. I used to work with a colleague of mine. He's a very good young guy. He's like a really smart bookworm, but he's more always been on the nerdy, I guess, kind of side. And he's actually also, you know, he's got, you know, some debilitating disabilities, such as he suffers from anxiety. Plus he does suffer from autism, and he's on a high end spectrum of autism, and he goes to these kinds of things all the time. And he does the mosh pits, and he's a very young, frail guy. He's only like 120 pounds soaking wet, and it's like I looked at him like, come on, man, you go. I'm like, you go to mosh pits, and he goes,
you know,
yeah, dude, I do it all the time.
The world can really fuck you over sometimes, and you feel like you just want to
hit something,
you know, scream or something in a field. Sometimes I feel like just really, because I'm older and have anxiety disorder and shit, like sometimes I get so mad at certain situations or certain people, and I just want to run out into a field and just like scream at the air. You know, I'm not a violent person. I don't want to hurt somebody. I'm not like that. It's not what it's about. It's about sometimes, like, because I'm a nerd. I've been a nerd my whole life, and I know it's like I get taken advantage of all the time because I'm a nice person. You know, I get mistreated a lot because I'm a nice person. And, like, a lot of the nerds of us in the world sometimes just want to run out in the field and fucking scream at the air. It is what it is. But I don't want to hurt anybody in general. I mean, the other people who get into the mosh pit know what they're getting into. It's not like I lied to you and told you you weren't going to get hurt in this, because you fucking know you are. You get into an homage pit. You might get a fucking broken nose. You might get a fucking broken toe. You don't goddamn know what's going to happen.
You might walk out with a neck brace. No.
You could get whiplash. Like that amazing Metallica song, Whiplash.
Then after that, we got to have a chiropractor on the show. Jen.
That's where you come into play. I'm just kidding. You used to work with a chiropractor. Close enough. All right. I'm going to play the next music video. We've got a song called Lucid Dreams.
Nice.
Dreams, Lucid Dreams by Maze from the United Kingdom. They're from England. And really nice guys. There's five of them in the band. Really great stuff. Like the first song was Are You Ready? And then that one was Lucid Dreams. You can awesome. Go check them out on YouTube. It's literally Maze UK. M-A-Z-E, you know, and then UK. And check them out. You know, so far, they got the three music videos. We're going to play the other one here in a second. And really great stuff. I mean, very catchy. You know, go check them out. I believe they're also on Spotify. Oh, yeah, they're on Spotify. I believe it's Maze UK on there as well. And then they're, you can find them on their Facebook is Maze Music UK. Their Instagram is at Maze Music UK, and then their Twitter is at Maze UK Music.
Nice.
So yeah. Go check them out. You know, like them. You know, like their videos, share their stuff, follow them, whatever you know it is. Go and support music from really talented artists from around the world. That's our goal here. We feature authors, you know, musicians, different genres of music. It doesn't matter. We have actors and actresses. We got celebrities. Anything you can think of has been on our show. WWE and ECW have been on our show. NFL has been on our show. We've had a lot of different stuff. You know, we were the main press for like a bunch of different movies, festivals, whatnot. The movie Creed 2, you know, oh, stuff like nice. That. So, hell yeah. So, we're not nobody. Y'all know what I'm saying? Just because we're from the woods, don't mean we're nobody. All right. One last music video by Maze. Go check it out. It's In My Mind.
Woo! Jenny's real.
In my mind, you might find
Hell yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, that was bad.
Go check out Maze UK on YouTube. There are three songs. The video. Ready. Lucid Dreams. And In My Mind, as you just saw. Incredible stuff. Hopefully, we'll be able to get them on more radio and television interviews and get them on some stuff, you know, booked on some festivals and tours and whatnot. Hopefully, we can get this really cracking for them. They are part of the Sony Music family. So, great stuff to come. Hell yeah. And this Saturday in Long Beach, California, go to Six Gun Sal. Six Gun Sal. They're a local rock band.
I love the name.
Yes, in L.A. And they are having a album release party in Long Beach.
Nice.
So go to their Facebook page, Six Gun Sal, and hit them up. And then, you know, tell them Jenny sent you from the radio show.
Is it BYOB?
I don't know. I just know it's a red carpet event, and it's lots of great stuff. And if enough people go with me, I get my own table.
Oh, that's cool. With your name on it? Your name's going to be on there?
Maybe. If not, I'll put my own fucking name on it. Right with Sharpie, one of those black magic markers. I'm just kidding.
Scrapple.
I'll bring my own fucking table and just slam it in the middle of the room. Hey, I sell at swap meets. I have my own table. It's 6 feet.
Yeah.
I'll bring it and I'll throw it into a corner if I have to. Jenny brings her own fucking table. Right. I might even have one chair. I have one chair. Nothing fuck everybody else. You can sit on the floor. But Jenny will have a seat. It's a free thing. So this Saturday in Long Beach, go to Six Gun Sal and go to their page and hit them up about going to their album release party this Saturday, November 20th.
Cool.
Tonight, go to the El Cid in Silver Lake for Bell Booking Candle to see actress Lillian Mortis. Perform her she's doing fire. She's playing with fire.
Nice.
She swallows fire. She does shit on her hands with fire. I don't know.
Oh, it's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah, she does this grinder thing. It's really hot. She takes this
it
sparks up all these like sparks and shit. It's really badass. Yeah, so she puts on a great show. Go check her out. She's a freak show performer. Dancer, burlesque dancer, an actress, mostly in the horror movie scene. She's a star on the rise, as is my buddy Derek Webb, and hopefully soon author China Myers and her screenwriting, possibly a television show and or movie. And we're gonna make it happy.
Pray for me, Jenny. Pray for me.
I'm praying every day. We're gonna make it happen. Go check out some stuff. And then on the 29th, like I said, James Balsamo is having a free movie premiere for Alien Danger with Raven Van Slender. And great stuff. And maybe Tommy Chong will be there. Maybe he'll smoke a blunt with me. It'll be my own weed. I don't care. He doesn't have to contribute any weed. I just want to smoke with him.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think it's asking too much. I'm working on hopefully getting him on the radio show at some point next year.
Oh, that'd be great.
So hopefully Derek and I are working on our side project. If you want to be a part of it, we're going to talk shit about movies. I'm gonna change the name and the thing then if you're gonna join. It's Real Talk with Derek and Jenny, but we're gonna change it to just Real Talk about movies or some shit. I'll figure it out. We'll collab on a name and
I'm down.
And I'll fix the logo and stuff. But we're gonna talk about movies.
Cool. Oh, I am a movie connoisseur. So
me too. I watch everything on demand. So we can talk about streaming services like Amazon, Netflix, Hulu,
Showtime.
Peacock Television. So. I don't give a fuck what it is. You know, yeah, Derek, we can talk about any of the different stuff, you know.
I'm down.
TV channels, whatever, just anything to do with movies and television or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
by the way,
yeah, maybe we can talk about Derek's movies.
I was going to say
we're going to talk shit about Derek's movies. I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about Derek's movies. We can play clips.
I know.
We can play, see, because it's going to be a video show.
So we got to show some clips,
Play clips. We'll play like little teasers, you know, and trailers and shit like that. And we'll talk about movies we've seen. Go check out Red Notice. Yeah, right. Hated it.
I used to love that show.
That's a flashback and a half.
It lives in color.
Speaking of a real quick movie before we go, go check out Red Notice. It is a new movie on Netflix, made by Netflix. It's a Netflix movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, who played Deadpool, and Gal Gadot, which plays Wonder Woman.
I've seen it,
check it out.
I didn't see the movie, but it looked good.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah,
The
previews I've seen, but they look amazing.
I've seen it twice. I watched it a second time just so I could watch it with JJ. I didn't give nothing away. I didn't smile or laugh or any of it.
I didn't tell them
what was coming up. I hate those type of people, so I don't want to be that person. So anyway, till next week when we have Ode East from Germany on the show.
Awesome.
We will be featuring. And also, don't go anywhere because those crazy, wacky fucking mofos from the Mentality Show are up next at 6 o'clock. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you to China Myers, author from Pennsylvania. Thank you to Derek Webb from New Hampshire,
Hector,
fitness trainer, and all around nice guy.
Yeah.
From New Hampshire. This has been Jenny the Muse
and
the gang here on LA Talk Radio.
Peace out, guys.
Have a good night, guys. Woo.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.